The church has made a $4 million settlement offer to about one quarter of the 500-plus clergy abuse victims that say they belong in the Milwaukee case. But victims groups say the proposal excludes too many people and is financially inadequate. As part of the review process, federal bankruptcy judge Susan Kelly and the various parties are looking at the church's 144-page asset disclosure statement. Peter Isley of the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests says it's sort of a line-by-line examination.
To us, it's not line-by-line, it's lie-by-lie. That's what it is. If they present a document, as they always seem to, that the earth is flat, we will challenge that. We have to challenge that document because the earth isn't flat, it's round.
Abuse survivor Monica Barrett says she wants to know more about $2 million the Archdiocese says it has on hand for matters within the church.
And yet survivors are supposed to believe that they are struggling to come up with a measly $4 million by which to compensate survivors. And the fact that they want to exclude 80% of survivors is reprehensible.
Bankruptcy Judge Kelly told the Archdiocese's lawyers to explain why the church's plan would give money to one group of victims and not others, instead of letting the victims decide among themselves how the money would be divided. It also appears an appeals court in Chicago will review a decision by another federal judge in Milwaukee that protected the church's $57 million cemetery trust fund from being available in the bankruptcy case. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.